Emily Dickinson was an inspiring soul to me, inspiring spirit, mainly because she had such a strong sense of her own inner truth and held on to that, stuck to it no matter what challenges came her way. She became one of the greatest poets in the history of the English language.
Barbara Dana knows Emily Dickinson intimately. The New York-based actress and writer not only performs the acclaimed one-woman play based on Dickinson's life and works, The Belle of Amherst, she has also written two books about and inspired by the poet. This dual immersion in Dickinson's world, says Dana, has given her a more nuanced perception of the woman behind the popular image of the reclusive poet.
I'm fascinated by the fact that a lot of us think of her as a cloistered woman wearing a white dress, staying up in her bedroom, very delicate flower. This was a quality of her, but by no means the main essence of her. She was a very spunky kid, very outgoing, mischievous, very social. But as she grew older, it was harder for her to maintain that in an outward way.
But Dickinson's most enduring quality, and the most important, says Dana, was her courage.
In the middle 1800s in New England, to feel that you are a poet and to actually do it, women weren't writing those days or publishing. It's hard enough these days to have a dream and to follow it through and do it. And I just am very taken with her courage in doing that.
Before she took on Dickinson as an acting role, Dana wrote a first-person biographical novel for young readers titled A Voice of Her Own, Becoming Emily Dickinson. This followed her earlier book about a young Joan of Arc, which Dana says was not entirely coincidental.
Each of them possess this quality where they have a strong inner sense of their truth, their destiny, what is right for them. And everywhere they look, nobody's doing the same thing. Nobody's thinking the same way. And rather than give that up, as a lot of us do, they stuck to it.
Dana's other Dickinson-related book is a collection of essays she co-edited called Whiter Than the Sky, Essays and Meditations on the Healing Power of Emily Dickinson. It grew out of a more personal and psychological sense of connection with the poet.
Her ability to look squarely into her own feelings and not flinch and speak it is incredibly healing. I was going through a really difficult time in my life, and I began reading her poetry, and it was like, she knows where I am. I'm not alone, and she lived to tell the tale. She lived to write about it. It was incredibly healing to me.
Armed with her deep knowledge and feel for Dickinson, Dana says she often feels the poet's presence as she performs The Belle of Amherst.
Most of the time I feel her right with me, right there. And when I began doing the play, I thought, how am I going to do this alone? Because it's 2 hours on stage talking. And how am I going to do that all alone? And from right the first time I started to do it, she was there along with me.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.